Hey. Yeah, it is my stop, but halfway through getting my bag, I realized something and I just had to turn back around. Okay, well, first of all, I am well aware that there is a massive chance that I might just regret even doing this because I could easily come off as some kind of maniac. Yes, I am well aware that I'm off to a great start, but believe it or not, I'm actually trying super hard to sell this idea. Okay, so we spent nearly this entire train ride talking, and talking with you has been amazing. Yes, amazing. I might be appearing dramatic, but I really did enjoy talking to you, especially since we got to talk about things that I don't normally get to talk about. Same for you. Okay, great, that's even better. Well, I wanted to make it completely clear that I never, ever, ever do anything like this. Ever. But you mentioned earlier that this thing you're traveling for, it's in like a few days, right? Okay. Well, what if you were like a day behind? Would that cause any kind of issue or inconvenience? Probably not. Okay, that means there's still a chance. I don't know what I'm doing. Sorry, just no, ignore me. Okay. I had this idea, and I wanted to know if you were busy right now. Well, yes, but I mean, besides being on the train. Are you busy? Technically, no. So here's what I'm thinking. And I've been considering this honestly for like the last hour. I just never thought that I would actually act on it. Anyway, not the point. The point is that I knew when I went to go grab my things that I had to ask. Okay. What if you got off the train with me? Yeah, I know that it's this crazy idea and a little, well, I'm not really sure how to describe it. Cinematic, maybe, or even just full-on bonkers. I mean, yeah, of course I seem nervous. This isn't exactly something that I'm used to. I don't know. I really enjoy getting to know you. You have? Really? You're not just saying that to be nice? Okay, well, my next train reservation is for tomorrow, so I'm just kind of stuck here for the moment. And I was kind of hoping that you would stay here with me and we could maybe attempt to continue whatever this is. That's the thing. I don't really know what it is, so I can't exactly answer that. But it's fun, right? Like getting to know one another without being restrained to a certain way of getting to know one another. Like, I've never had an experience like this before online. This just, it feels special. Why? That is another excellent question. Have you had fun talking to me? See, that's good. Yes is good. That's reason enough to make me want to ask you to get off this train, so come on. Let's do this. I mean, I'd like to think that feeling is enough. Besides, what if you end up getting stuck on this idea of what if I'd gotten off the train? I know. Oh no, worst case scenario, clearly. Shush. Don't laugh at me. Okay, honestly, if you think this whole thing out, I'm really just, I'm preventing an unnecessary loop in your head of questioning what will forever be unknown. Yes, that absolutely means you should get off the train with me. I mean, you said so yourself that you rarely ever do anything crazy or in the moment, even though you wish you could. Everything always has to be scheduled and planned out in advance, right? Preferably. Okay, come on. You sounded so annoyed earlier when you were talking about it. I mean, you even sound annoyed now. And that means you should get off the train with me. Let me be your break away from this routine. Well, if it is a terrible idea, you can go back to heading the way that you're heading. The train station isn't going anywhere. I mean, at least I hope it isn't. Yes, exactly. If you're not having fun, then you can just leave. Yes, I absolutely do want you to go with me. Yes, 100%. I would even say 103%. Look, I have no idea if this is actually going to be special, but I do promise that this idea of spending tonight alone with you, it has nothing to do with that decision. I think we could both use some more fun. Yes, and spontaneous moments. We need more of that. Especially since it seems that we are both, you know, we keep denying ourselves this privilege of experiencing them. Well, if you go, I can promise that it will be full of conversations like before and, well, adventure. Yes, lots of adventure. All the adventure that you could ever dream of. Yes, it is a guarantee. Look, we're in a city that neither one of us has been in, as you pointed out before. This place screams of autumn, and the foliage is something out of a storybook. So why not experience it just to do so? It would be fun, and even better, we wouldn't really have any ties to reality. No one knows that we're here, and no one has to. It can just be for us. Just the two of us. Yes, just for us. Further proof, I'm going to be turning my phone off, and it will only be used for emergencies. Like, if you end up being the crazy one here. Wait, really? I actually sold you on it? I mean, of course I'm surprised. I honestly didn't think it was gonna work. I mean, I was hopeful, but I was also trying to have realistic expectations. That is amazing. Really, it's awesome. Okay, yeah, yes, let's do it. Let's do it. I mean, if you really are fine with it after all. Nope, not one bit. I was not joking when I said I'm never spontaneous. To be honest, I'm actually quite anxious about this because it's so unlike anything that I would normally do. No, you don't make me anxious, which, that might be why I'm so okay with this. However, if you continue to touch my hand like that, then my answer just might change. Yes, I'm not nervous. But so what? It makes things more interesting. It makes me all the more eager. Answer what? Well, if you had said no, I was probably going to get off the train and, for lack of better words, just sulk. Yes, all because you turned me down. What can I say? I find you very interesting, and besides, of all the people that I could spend my time with here, you seemed like the best option. Yep, you got it. Nothing but luck. Just dumb, simple luck. Maybe it was my luck, though, because you could have taken a seat next to anyone, and instead you sat down beside me. Oh, trust me. I wanted to speak to you the moment you sat beside me. Yes, really. Okay, look. We only have a short time before the train continues on, and like I said, I really have enjoyed getting to know you. I would really like to see what could happen if we spent more time together. You're right. We both could look back on this night fondly. That's if one of us isn't crazy. Just to make sure to really know you are saying yes, right? You think you are. You're all mine. Well, I sure am glad. I was still kind of worried that I was setting myself up for failure. Because I'm like you. Everything is just easier to do things as they're planned out. I mean, I can sometimes be spontaneous. Not all the time, but sometimes. And I do know that those moments end up being some of my favorites. And, well, I thought if you were like me, then maybe you'd experience the same thing. I do try to be considerate. Lucky you met someone so nice. Wait, that's the only bag that you have? You really traveled light, didn't you? Yes, tell away. What? Are you serious? You were ready to say yes sooner than you let on? You jerk! I cannot believe that you let me ramble on like that. It most certainly not No, it most certainly was not cute. You're lucky that I have no problem working for the things that I want. And you want me? Shush. Are you ready then? Okay. Should we go get a locker? Because I feel like we should get a locker. Otherwise, we're stuck dragging the stuff around, which is the last thing we need, because then we'll just end up spending half our time sitting, not because we want to, but because, well, what else are we supposed to do? Yes, I do ramble, but only when I'm nervous. You just love knowing that I'm nervous, don't you? Maybe. Yeah, I thought so. Well, I don't know, maybe because I just asked a rather attractive guy to join me on this random night out, not knowing whether or not he would even agree to such a thing. Oh, so the one certain thing is your agreement, okay. Well, on top of it, I was kind of worried that you would end up calling one of the workers to have me removed from the train. Of course I'm joking. Yeah, no, I was not joking. Yeah, I know that I'm a strange one. You know, the sky is also blue. Did you know that? However, I will also argue that you're a strange one as well, since you're joining me and whatnot. I could be a murderer, or looking to kidnap you from my cult, or worse. I could be asking you to join my religion. No, I don't have a religion. Oh, that solves that. Sorry, it's the rambling thing. You're cute. And well, yeah, I was just prepared to get fully rejected. Really? You were ready to go anywhere with me? Well, go me. You know, that does make me feel a little bit better. Less rambly and nervous, but still just a little bit rambly. Oh. So you find it cute. Well, look at me continuing to be all lucky. You know, we are stuck with one thing now. We have to make conversation for the rest of the night. And for all we know, most of the spark in our conversations is gone and died. We could be setting ourselves up for disaster. It is depressing, isn't it? I know, but I think it'll be all right. It's at least good to acknowledge that we could have some awkward moments. I am seeing this through, though, even if it means you end up hopping back on a train in 10 minutes. No, I don't think you last only 10 minutes. Maybe 12 minutes. I will give you all the time. Have no worries. You see, I would like to think that you'd last longer than 10 minutes, but as I said, I'm not usually spontaneous, and I'm currently preparing for every possible scenario in my head. I'm sorry, you also agree with that, so yeah, okay, we are like... Okay, for real though, last chance before we put our things away. Are you sure that you want to do this? Wow, you said that with such confidence. Well, shall we shake on it? We are weird, aren't we? As long as it's okay to us. You sure you're fine taking it to the locker? Oh, wait, let me just make sure that I have all my important things and such. Yeah, it's all in my purse. Yeah, all good. Please don't run off with my things. Oh, really? I saw right through you? Like... I guess it's a good thing that I asked so nicely, then. I am not going to run off, okay? I will keep standing here doing nothing but waiting. Okay, there is really no going back now. I can do this. I can hang out with someone who is a complete stranger, and I can do it. Okay, this is not nerve-wracking at all. Oh, wow. Oh, that was fast. No, I was not talking to myself. Yes. No. Maybe. Okay, maybe I was talking to myself just a little bit. That's not the point, though. The point is that, how about this? Instead of awkwardly having empty conversations to fill any form of a void, we can proceed to get to know each other like, you know, we were on the train. We can ask questions and, you know, answer them with complete honesty. Don't worry, I will likely regret it as well. Do you want to go hop on the bus? Okay, awesome. Excuse me. Oh, look, there's seats in the back. Is that all right? Okay. Are you all good? I mean, I know it's a bit of a tight squeeze. There, how's that? You'll make some more room? How are you gonna- okay, I see. You'll make some more room by putting your arm around me. That was rather smooth of you. What look could I possibly be giving you? You were just so gosh darn clever. I mean, I never would have thought of that, but then again, maybe I'm not as big a flirt as you. I mean, are you not flirting with me? Oh, you never said that. Well, how convenient. I'm thinking that we just ask questions, you know, anything at all. I mean, if this is an experience that is just for us, what reason do we have to not be completely honest? Okay, who goes first? Ladies first. You're so kind. Okay, go on. Ask me something then. Jesus, that's what you're starting with. Well, I mean, I know that I said anything, but I was gonna ask what your favorite movie was, but if we're going with those kinds of questions, then I might have to rethink the ones I had prepared. No, it's not a problem. I just, I wasn't expecting to start off deep immediately. Like, I know that we discussed things on the train that were kind of deep, but wow. Okay, okay, so when is the last time I broke someone's heart? Honestly? Usually, I'm the one whose heart gets broken. Yeah, I know that it sounds a little cliche or maybe even somewhat pompous, but I haven't actually been the one to end a relationship since I was, I don't know, maybe 16? Every relationship since has been ended by the other person because they either cheated or they weren't interested or they just kind of fell out of love. I see the look on your face, and I promise that it sounds way more dramatic than it actually is. But I don't really go out of my way to hurt people. I usually end up being the one that gets hurt. I mean, yeah, it's awful, but at the same time, it is what it is. You can relate? I'm sorry. Are you sure that it's fine? Okay, so let me get this straight. You're fine with relating to that because you'd like to think that someday you'll meet someone and a connection will just be automatic, right? And what, it just grows day after day? So that even through the bad times, all you want is to be a part of their life. Okay. Wow. No, it's just, that's kind of beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. Because shouldn't anyone looking for a romantic relationship want something like that? I mean, anyone can have what they want, but understanding and connection just seems like two truly important things if it's going to last a long time. I do get it. But more importantly, I really am sorry that you understand the heartbreak thing. It's definitely not fun, that's for sure. Okay, my turn to ask. Okay, what are your thoughts on fate? It's a tricky concept to you, meaning. Okay, you believe certain things are bound to happen. Are you talking about love? Because most people instantly think of love when the topic of fate comes up. Really? Multiple people? Like in various relationships or. The little things we tend to overlook. Meaning what exactly? What? Like we were meant to be on this bus? I mean, that's a bit of a stretch. What else you got? Wait. Hold on. You missed your first train, so you weren't even originally supposed to meet me. At the time, you didn't think it mattered, based on your face. I'm guessing you think maybe it does now. So, you believe in fate, but it's mostly with the things that we don't always consider. I never thought of it like that. You want to make the whole thing even weirder? I almost missed my train, but my driver took a different route. Yeah, I mean, I didn't even think about it or consider it, but maybe you're right. Maybe it's the things that we don't even blink at. They just happen and we never think about it. We both could have ended up in different places, but maybe we were meant to meet. Yeah. Even if it's just for the experience, you know, this one night. Fate is a strange concept, but I really like that. I will definitely have to remember that. Okay, something that I fear. Like deep fear or like irrational? Okay. Well, I have a deep fear of being abandoned. Like it is deeply rooted in. Well, that is another issue for potentially another time. Do what then? Is it wise to treat this like the only time I can answer honestly? Okay. Well, I mentioned before that people hurt me, and I'm kind of too scared to hurt anyone. I would rather hurt myself than someone else. So this abandonment issue, it comes from friends leaving, feeling abandoned emotionally by family, exes, partners, you know, whatever. I feel like I'm always preparing myself to lose someone. Yeah, lose them. Like, do you know that moment when you're with a significant other? And everything feels normal. Like you can feel this comfort that you've become used to over time. That safe feeling that you worked really hard to settle into. Like all of that. Okay. Well, for me, it's there. And then they say something. Like it's not even a long monologue or anything like that. Just something. It could be short or it could be long, but anyway, something is said by them. And it's like in a flash. Pure panic just washes over me. Yes, panic. It's like everything that I do from that moment on could be the thing that sends them running. Like their words suddenly change into cursive or just an entirely different language that I'm not familiar with. And for a moment, I fully realize the impact of this person leaving and what it'll have on me. And I would do anything to keep it from happening because I can't imagine my life without them anymore. But at the same time, I feel the need to start mentally preparing for the inevitable. Basically, when I get too happy, it doesn't usually last long because in an instant, the ground underneath me kind of shatters. So instead of continuing to fall further in love with the person, I am now falling apart. All I can do is smile, but it's forced now because when I smile at them, I am memorizing everything that I can about them before they're gone, before they leave me. And wow, I don't think I've ever actually said any of this out loud. Yeah, how's that for honest? Oh, no, don't be sorry. I mean, it's not fun to experience, but it's something I'm kind of used to. I mean, how can I not become used to it when it's kind of one that I know, you know? Honestly, I've struggled with it longer than I would prefer. No, hey, no, it's okay, it's fine. You understand? Well, I'm so very sorry that you do. Yes, I'm the same. I always appreciate the good that's there completely. Like, in the moment, I will fall in love with the way the person smiles or how they move their hair out of their face or even the way they take off their shirt. I notice intimate details and then I remember them forever. You prefer those kind of details? They're my favorite too. Like one, there was this guy that I was with and he would always wear this Tom Ford cologne. And I still remember how it smelled when he would hug me tight. Even if things end badly, I still somehow find a moment to treasure these moments. No, I am hardly special. I'm just me. Do you want to get off here? Looks like they're having some kind of a fall festival. That could be fun. Ready? Okay, what's up with that? Like, why are you looking at me like that? You're just looking at me like, wait a minute. Is this like the moment in movies where you like fall in love with me? Oh my goodness, it is, isn't it? You are totally falling in love with me right now, aren't you? No, it's cute. I'm gonna ignore that, but you are also cute. You know, I'm really glad that you decided to get off the train with me, because if this is the beginning, then I can't wait to see how it ends. Yeah, let's do this.